Welcome to another edition of the Washam Science Podcast. This episode focuses on spontaneous generation and biogenesis. During the Middle Ages and before the development of the cell theory, there were lots of ideas of how people viewed living things and where living things came from. One of the theories was called spontaneous generation. Spontaneous generation was an idea or thought that living things could come from non-living things or dead material. The reason people would believe this is because they would see things that they couldn't explain. Like, as an example, like flies coming from meat or flies coming from dead things. And so they assumed that the dead things or the meat produced the flies. There was even recipes that were developed. An example would be how to produce mice. And so there was a recipe that if you took a jar and you put sweaty socks or underwear in the jar along with wheat husk, after roughly 21 days, you would produce a mouse. Of course, the observation of seeing the mouse was just the fact that the mouse went into the jar to get the wheat husk. Nevertheless, people had an idea and a belief of spontaneous generation. So there were three scientists, starting with Francesco Redi, that did some experiments. And so what Redi's experiment was to take some jars, and he put meat in each jar. He left one jar completely open, he sealed one jar completely, and he left the third jar covered but with a gauze, which allowed air to still reach the meat. In the open jar, flies were able to fly down to the meat, lay their eggs, which produced maggots. In the jar that was sealed, nothing happened. In the jar that had the gauze over the top, Redi observed the flies around the top of the jar, but they could never reach the meat, and therefore maggots were never found or flies were never produced from the meat. The second experiment was set up by Spallanzani. This Italian scientist took two flasks of gravy and he boiled them, killing all the bacteria. One of the flasks he completely sealed off, which over time produced no new bacteria. The flask that was left unsealed, however, was exposed to the air and over time developed new bacteria inside of the gravy. The third scientist was Pasteur. And what Louis Pasteur did was he created a special flask called an S flask or swan neck flask, where he curved the top of the flask. And so he boiled broth, removing all bacteria, let it sit. The air could still reach the broth, but the microbes were trapped in the neck part of the S shape. This sat for over a year, no bacteria. He breaks the top of it off, and within a few days, bacteria had contaminated the broth. This was eventually the death of spontaneous generation and the rise of biogenesis.